Good morning and welcome to Focus 580 on WILL, AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2. We also stream live at will.illinois.edu. I'm Jay Pierce, sitting in for David Inge in this hour of the program for another session of Talk with the Manager. And today, I'm basically going to explain a little bit about my new role here at WILL and introduce you to the new station manager. And a name that's familiar to you is the program director of WILL-TV is here as well. Kate Dobrovolny is our new station manager of WILL Radio and Television. Morning, Kate.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
And David Teal is our television program director, of course. Good morning, David.
And it is always a pleasure to be here.
And our telephone numbers, if you want to hop on the line and talk to us, are 217-333-9455 or 800-222-9455 if it's long distance for you. We're here to talk about anything you want to talk about, the WILL stations or our online service. We'll take your questions, your compliments, your complaints in this hour. And as I said, I want to do a little introduction because we had a bit of a shuffle in the management here over the summer, a little reorganization to position ourselves for the future. And I've been the radio station manager for the past 6 years, and now I'm what you call the director of created content, which means I am responsible for all of the locally produced programming that you'll hear on the radio stations, see on the television stations, and what goes online. And that is my new position. Kate Dobrovolny has moved into the position of station manager, and I said of both radio and television. I'd been the station manager of radio. Carl Caldwell, of course, was the television manager. Carl retired. And so Kate has moved from being our marketing director to the manager of both stations. Pretty big shoes to fill.
It is.
At least on the television.
And the radio.
I wasn't trying to be, you know, an egomaniac here and say mine were big to fill. I'm saying that the two jobs combined together make a pretty big pair of shoes.
It is, but it's a little different function than it was before. Mm-hmm. My job is one of my jobs is managing a newly created department called the Broadcasting Department, mm-hmm. which includes engineering, operations, and programming across all of the platforms. So we're really working together to try to look at workflow and increased efficiencies that might be available to us with the new digital technology and that kind of thing. So that's one of the main things that we'll be working on. And I'm also looking forward today very much to hear what people have to tell us about what they value about our services and what they might think we could improve on. That will be very helpful as we go forward.
Great. And our numbers again are 333-9455 locally. And if you're long distance, 800-222-9455. David Teal, of course, has been the program director of WILL-TV for how many years now?
I think about 12 years. Mm-hmm. I've been with the station for 20.
And now we have three television stations.
Yeah, I know. It's exciting.
WILL, the main channel, the PBS channel you're familiar with, the Sesame Street and Nova channel.
Right.
And then we have a news channel and a how-to channel.
Right. We have PBS World is on, one of our digital sub-channels. It's a combination of news and public affairs programming, a lot of familiar things that you'll find that air on the main channel, but airing at different times. And then some programs that actually we don't have room for on our primary WILL channel. The third channel is called Create, and it's all how-to and travel programming and 24 hours a day of that. And that's available on digital channel 12.3. Some cable station or some cable systems pick up these additional channels. Some don't yet. Contact your cable company if you don't know how to find them. And, it's exciting for us to have this opportunity to kind of triple the amount of programming that we offer.
Absolutely. One of the things that I'll be moving into, just to get back to this created content concept, which is kind of a new buzzword in the industry, content director.
Yes.
The idea behind this is to take the contents, the programming that we create specifically for the AM radio station, a talk show like this, and to say, What other applications does this have? What can we do in the way of new media with this? What can we do online? What social media can we move into with this? Does it have a television application? Would you like to see us doing this show, for instance? Would that add to it? Would it add to the reach of the program to put it on one of the television channels? How do we use the AM frequency in general? How do we use the FM frequency? How do we use the television channels? How do we use online? How do we use social media? What goes where? We create a lot of content within the confines of Campbell Hall. We want to make sure that we can best get it to you in the best form that you will use and that you will value. So that's a little bit behind my part of the move.
One of the other parts of the reorganization, Jay, is a recognition of the value of our community engagement work, and Kimberly Cronick is now heading up that as a separate department, and we can talk a little bit more about some of the initiatives that we're involved in. I know you were just involved with some of the economy conversations mm-hmm. that we did. That was a sort of an on-air, off-air combination of things, which we think is going to be very valuable in the future as well.
Right. It's all a part of the recognition that what we do on the air, we hope, has an impact that makes a difference in the communities we serve. And we're also hitting the streets with it, going out and getting groups together, convening, and hopefully being a catalyst for positive change, not only in the discussions and the news stories that we have on the radio station, but also out there in the town halls, in the city halls, in the schools. And we'll be talking much more about that. If you want to learn a little bit about that, you can go to willconnect.org, all one word, willconnect.org, and you can find out what we're up to there. That's going to be the gathering place for this whole thing. And as you mentioned, we did it on the economy recently. We had the town hall meetings in Champaign, Macon, and Vermilion counties and brought groups together and formed programming based on what we learned about the economic impact in our area. You can hear those programs, some of which were on Focus 580 and some the Afternoon Magazine and some in news reports. And you can hear them again off that Will Connect website. Will Connect is going to be kind of the umbrella for this whole thing. We're excited about it. Well, we have a call to get to, Great. So let's do that. And the numbers are 333-9455 if you'd like to join us. If it's long distance for you, 800-222-9455. And line one, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Morning.
WILL AM is my very favorite radio station. And so when things change, I like to know what's going on. And I want to know what's going on with David Inge, because he's been off the air. There have been archive sessions. Mm-hmm. There have been other hosts and all of that. And then number two is I'm looking at, I think it's your current website, WILL.illinois.edu.
Yeah.
And there is no contact us information on there.
Well, we don't want to hear from you. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just
actually, there is actually.
Let me take a look and see.
Yeah, no,
where that is.
It's on there. It's actually, I believe it's at the bottom of every page.
At the bottom of the page.
Look
look way at the bottom and you'll see.
Yeah, contact WILL.
Contact WILL right there in the middle of the bottom. Yeah, right under where the red Grange thing is there.
Gotcha.
There you go. And you can always call us, too. You can do it the old-fashioned way. Right. Okay, so where's David Inge? He's on vacation. That's all. He'll be back.
Okay, good.
He takes a vacation at the end of the summer every year, same time.
That's when you tend to hear people like me on the air.
Yeah, that's when you hear, David Thiel, Leanne Donner, Bill Hammack, and some of us.
I love hearing the others, and Dave is certainly allowed a vacation. I just wanted to know.
That's it. We appreciate that. We'll let him know you were thinking about him.
Okay,
thanks a lot. Yeah. 333-9455 locally, 800-222-9455. Celeste Quinn is coincidentally on vacation and is annually on vacation at the same time as David Inge. That's kind of funny how that works out. So they'll be back in a couple of weeks, I think. Yeah. They kind of – remember how Bob Edwards used to do that? On Morning Edition, when he was doing Morning Edition, he'd always take like a month off. He'd take his whole vacation at one time, and people would always start asking, where did he go? And Ed Kieser, of course, was off for much of the summer on a family leave, and so because they had a baby. And so we appreciate the fact that you miss him, and we pass that along. But he'll be back. All is well. That's not part of the change.
I wanted to let people know about another community engagement work that we did this summer, and hopefully you'll all be tuning in Sunday night at 7 for Ken Burns's new documentary series about the national parks. And I hope you'll stay tuned in between programs to see some very special public service announcements that were produced by the Danville Boys and Girls Club members this summer. We were helping them with a project to learn about media and to enjoy nature. So tune in and let us know what you think of those.
Kicking it at Kickapoo.
Kickapoo, right? And that's a website,
see,
too.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, it's online as well. You can take a look. And see, I think a lot of times people use us as a radio station. They don't know what all goes on. And so we'll connect and kicking it at Kickapoo. And some of these things are attempts, the websites are attempts to get you into a little bit of what goes on when we're not actually on the air, what we're doing behind the scenes, that also makes a big difference in the communities. And we have another call on line one. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a quick question for you. I am an avid listener of your AM station, but I wonder why you maintain an AM and an FM station. I also used to listen to WUIS out of Springfield, and of course that's only an FM station, and I just wondered, you know, with economies of scale, why you maintain both stations. So I'll hang up and I'll send you your reply.
All right. Well, thank you much. Kate, you want to take that one?
Maybe
to?
We could share.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, we have a commitment to classical music and news and information. So we've been so fortunate that the our community supports both, and we would like to continue that.
Mm-hmm. The AM station dates back to the early 1920s, and of course AM was on the air for a long time before FM ever came about. The FM station went on the air in the 40s, and it was the first, I believe, FM station licensed to an educational institution. Yeah, right. So we're pretty proud of that. And as the years went on, the AM has evolved into the news and talk format. The FM has evolved into the music format, and that's pretty much how the industry's gone. Music kind of sounds better on FM where you have better fidelity. Although, you know, in the HD, the digital signal, the AM sounds really great. But that's it. So we can have one platform for news, talk, and information, and we can have another for music and performance. We're lucky that we have been able to sustain that listeners have helped us support that. That's why we do it. Other communities that just have one public radio station have to split the time usually on it. So you'll get a few hours of this and a few hours of that, a few hours of that. We're able to concentrate the news and information on one, and now on the HD, and then concentrate the music and performance on another. So, as for the economies, well, you know, it gets tougher and tougher to do things all the time, and I just want to take the opportunity to mention again that more than a third of the money that does support our stations comes from listeners and users of these services, and less than a month from now, we'll be on the air in one of our what we call pledge drives, and you'll be able to call in and help to support the service. So let's go to another call here. I think line two is ready to go. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. I was listening to what you were just saying, and it partly answered my question. I guess evidently the AM is cheaper to run than the FM. But I would really like to see you move to a real FM station, because I don't think this HD radio thing is going over very big. I went out and bought one, and the thing goes off all the time, it seems like. And I'm the only person I know who's got an HD radio.
No, I've got three of them. Where do you live? Without giving your exact address. You live in Muhammad? Oh, you should be able to get it. No problem. I wonder if it's a signal thing or whether we've had some problems with the HD transmitter. And in fact, I should mention this afternoon, it'll be off from 1 until 3 while they do some maintenance. It's not a perfect technology yet. They're working on some of this stuff. All right. Well, let me just ask, and for our information as we make decisions, we like to get the input. What is it you listen to that that's hard to get on the AM that would be better if you could get it on a better signal?
Well, I have an iPod, of course, and I can buy an FM tuner for my iPod, but I can't buy AM and I can't buy HD so far. Maybe later I will be able to. But that's my problem, portable devices that I listen to when I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
That's helpful. Thank you.
Got it.
Thank
you. That is helpful. Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, portable devices, they don't tend to have AM on them, do they? And I noticed another trend that I don't like, personally. When you go to hotels now, they don't have AM radio on the clock radios. In fact, the iHotel right here, you go, it has an iPod dock and an FM radio, but no AM radio, and it's like literally yards from our AM transmitter, but you can't hear our AM news talk NPR station, most trusted news source and listen to news source in America on it. And I went to another hotel up in Glen Ellen recently for a conference I was at, and nope, no AM on it. So maybe we're becoming a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Don't know. Well, we'll take that into consideration. Thanks for that feedback. I'm Jay Pierce, the director of Created Content now here at WILL and Illinois Public Media. Kate Dolbervolny is our radio and television station manager. David Teal is here, too, to field your questions about WILL-TV. He is the program director of our television stations, three of them now, now that we're digital. And line three, you are on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, just fine.
Okay. First comment, I, for one, and I'm sure there are others that feel this way, would like it very, very much if in the various call-in programs there were some basic rules put in place to regulate the people who call in that there are, if you listen to, say, Focus 580 regularly, you'll hear there's a bunch of people that call in and just rant. And rant, incoherently rant, and go on and on and on. And then there's this character who lives in Champaign County that everybody knows well, who starts out with a tangent and then changes the subject and goes on to something else, and which is fine. I would like to see a simple rule that if there's anybody waiting on hold, you've got X number of seconds to get your bid in and then get out and go on to the next guy, because I'm sure there are others that regularly listen to Focus 580 are a little tired of having to just put up with this, these people that go on and on and on and on and so forth. It'd be nice to rein that in. And the other thing is that one thing I've found very disappointing about the programming at WILL over the years, and I remember when WILL used to come on early in the morning and then go off after sunset, and that was it. The repetition of content. Why do we have to listen to Car Talk twice a week? Why is anything at all repeated? I would really, really much rather that a program be broadcast once and only once, and that's it. And at the end of the day, if you run out of material to broadcast, then either simulcast the FM or just go off the air. your comments, please.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I can address those if you guys want me to. The repetition of the programs is because the average listener, and obviously you're not an average listener, you listen a lot more than the average person. The average person listens about 7 hours a week. That's a whole week. That's all of the morning edition, All Things Considered, Focus 580, Afternoon Magazine, Car Talk, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and everything you listen to. The average listener listens 7 hours a week. So the odds of somebody hearing Car Talk twice are not really good. In fact, the total number of people who listen to Car Talk is probably about maybe 5% of our whole audience listen to it Saturday morning. Another 5% maybe listen to it on Sunday. And so it's done in part as a service. We do it with This American Life as well. It's done as a service because not everybody can listen to it. And it's one of the most popular programs on the air. Not everybody can hear it Saturday morning at 9. So we rebroadcast it Sunday morning at 11. Now, if we went off the air at 11 o'clock instead of duplicating it, well, you wouldn't be listening to anything anyway. So I guess my advice is just don't listen from 11 to 12 on Sunday if you heard it already on Saturday.
I do want to say, Jay, by the way, you know, I am a fan of Car Talk, but I actually do appreciate the repeat because I don't always get to hear it on Saturday.
And then from the financial side, it's a very expensive program. It does have two audiences, and some do listen to it both times. Mm-hmm. And during a pledge drive, people pledge to it during both times, so it helps to support the program so it's here at all. Those are the reasons. I mean, you know, as with anything I say on this program, you don't have to agree, and that's why we do these shows, so that we can get your comments on it and your thoughts. And please don't take anything I say as trying to, you know, refute or say they aren't intelligent comments. They all are. They're very valuable to us. I'm just, you know, trying to give reasons.
Well, and you know, too, just on the television side, I mean, we do repeats overnight. We do, and now with World and Create, we have other opportunities to repeat programs. And, you know, as somebody who takes viewer calls for a living, you know, I think people do appreciate having those additional opportunities. I mean, we'll always get calls of saying, oh, I missed that show, you know, or maybe there was a technical problem with the show, too. Well, you've got another opportunity tonight, and that's a nice thing to be able to tell people.
Yeah. All right. That's David Teal. He's the TV program director here at WILL and Illinois Public Media. Kate Dolbervalli is our station manager of WILL Radio and Television. I'm Jay Pierce, the director of created content. And let's go to line one for another call at 333-9455. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you. I'm commenting about one of your earlier callers that said that she didn't know why we had two AM and FM both.
Mm-hmm.
Well, please don't change that because I like to listen to the news, but I also thoroughly enjoy being able to turn on the classical music any time that I want to. And I can listen to the AM, and I know you do have some repetition, especially in the mornings, and I'm up early. And so then I just switch it over to the classical music. And also, I have a question: is why don't you stream FM like you do AM? Because and where I work, I don't have a radio. I can't have a radio, but I can stream in on my computer, and I can't stream in FM, which I do pipe dreams. That now that you don't carry it anymore,
mm-hmm. But you get it that way. That's a great way to get it.
That way.
That's great.
Yeah,
I'm glad
and
to hear
I would
you're
like
able to, do it.
Know why you don't stream in FM. So thank you.
We can talk about that a little bit. Okay, thanks for the call. Yeah.
That's an important question, and we've been studying that for quite some time. It one of the problems, the main problem is it's quite a complex reporting system for musical rights, and so we have to figure out a system where we can handle that, and we're looking at that very closely.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that you have to do is you have to pay attention to the copyrights. Who owns the copyrights to what, and how do they get compensated? And as Kate alluded to, you have to do this reporting. You have to report what you play, how many listeners are listening to it on streams. It's a complicated formula. It can be done. We don't have a huge staff on the FM station. There's like two full-time people and a couple of part-time people and a volunteer or two. So it's not huge. We don't just have people sitting around who we can add these duties to. The other part of it is this. There's something that's called, and a lot of stations choose to ignore this. We, as a licensee of the University of Illinois Board of Trustees, don't feel like we can ignore this. It's called the Digital Millennial Copyright Act, and it's a little known thing that's buried way deep in the pages and pages of regulations that says basically that if you're streaming on the internet, not over the air, but if you're streaming on the internet, you can only play a piece by the same composer a limited number of times within a certain period of time. It restricts the ability, for instance, let's say that it's George Gershwin's birthday and Vic DiGeronimo in the morning on our FM station wanted to play five or six songs by Gershwin in a period of time. Couldn't do it streaming. So we'd have to turn the stream off during that period of time. And many times the conversation has come up in the industry, well, what do you consider a piece or a work? Is it a movement? Is it a whole work, a symphony? I don't know. There's no clear definition of this. We can, in good conscience, in the name of the University of Illinois, in the state of Illinois,
We can't ignore.
We can't ignore that. We have to have a definitive answer before we can do it. But the answer is we're working on it, and I think we're going to do at least parts of the schedule that we feel comfortable.
Right.
Probably fairly soon. So.
Now is that
am I right?
Was that because I've heard about this provision? Is that to protect, say, like the Beatles or something? So you can't just a station couldn't just run
all Beatles all day,
and
And then there's another thing too. The type of streaming player that we use on our AM radio station and talk isn't as regulated. We generate a lot of the local content and have agreements with the programmers that provide us the other. But the kind of a player that we use or the kind of a way that we stream it is considered technically to be a download. And we would have to spend money and change our infrastructure and the way that we stream things so that it wouldn't be done with that system. I mean, we can do it. It's money. It's all money. So it's not a download because it's illegal for us to put music up that you can download. That's a vital difference. And so there are technical reasons behind it that we're working on. Hopefully we'll get them straightened out.
Thanks for your question.
But thanks, yeah. This is Focus 580 on WILL, AM 580, FM 90.9 HD2, and also will.illinois.edu. I'm Jay Pierce. Kate Dobrovolny, our station manager, is here, and David Teal, our television program director. And we're taking your calls, questions, complaints, compliments, 333-9455, 800-222-9455. Line 3, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, good morning.
Morning.
I do want to compliment you. You do a fabulous job on a difficult budget, and I'm always amazed how well you can do things, given the financial situation and funding of the radio and TV stations, as well as the university.
Thank you.
But I do have a question. I know that if you live in Champaign, Urbana, and you have Comcast, you can get WILL Create on station, I think it is 219, but I'm not sure what the channel number is for your other WILL station.
I've got that right here. World is on 417.
417.
Right.
Okay. Well, it's wonderful to have three choices. I think we're really lucky here.
Oh, thank you very much. And I should point out, too, that they're different. The numbers are different in Springfield and Decatur. World is on 416 and Create is on 220. And that's just to confuse everyone.
Oh, okay. And I also wondered now, is there a change in person who's the head of your news department on AM?
No, that's still Tom Rogers.
Still Tom Rogers. Okay.
Yeah. Well, he's hosting Morning Edition as well as doing the news. That was an additional duty.
Okay. Well, wonderful. Good luck to you all.
Okay. Thank you
very
much.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye. Thanks for the call. Love those kinds of calls. Always. Line 1, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Well, not to belabor the AM-FM debate further. I've been listening for a long time, though, and I'm curious because it seems like your FM format is not serving you well when you could expand your listenership so much further by putting your AM on your FM. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, but don't you make a lot more money on your pledge drives on your AM than you do your FM? And wouldn't that be much more profitable if your AM were on your FM? I hope I'm making sense here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it makes sense to me. I mean, what you're talking about is the signal. The AM signal goes 100 miles to the north. It goes 100 miles to the south. It goes 100 miles to the east. It goes 10 miles to the west. And I'm not asking anyone to understand it, but that is the way that it is because there is a station in Topeka, Kansas on the same frequency, and we can't broadcast toward Topeka, Kansas. So if you draw a line from Windsor Road and First Avenue to Topeka, Kansas. We can't go in that direction. And unfortunately, that includes Monticello, Decatur, and points to the west that we would love to broadcast to. And at night, the problem gets worse because we're a daytime radio station. We're only really allowed to be on the air between sunrise and sunset, but they gave stations like ours special dispensation to operate at extremely low power, and we're 5,000 watts during the day, 100 watts at night. So instead of 100 miles at night, we go 10 miles to the north, 10 to the south, 10 to the east, and about a mile to the west. Literally, you can drive on Windsor Avenue and see our antenna towers and not be able to hear the station.
Yeah.
I mean, the tower could fall on you and you couldn't hear it. That's extremely frustrating.
You'd hear the tower.
You'd hear the tower fall, but not the station while it was falling on you. It's extremely frustrating, but it is what it is, and it has been for a long time. Now, the FM station is 110,000 watts. It's the most powerful FM station in the state of Illinois and broadcasts from about Monticello and covers basically Springfield, Decatur, Bloomington, and Champaign, and Danville, and down to Charleston. Whoops. So I just wanted to set that up for people who don't know exactly what people are talking about, our signals and the difference. So the FM station does indeed go to the west where the AM doesn't. What we have tried to do with this HD radio, which again is an emerging technology, and what we've tried to do with streaming online at will.illinois.edu is cure some of this so that you have the ability to listen to us in areas where you can't hear the AM station very well, and especially at night. By putting it on the FM HD channel, you can hear it out to the west, but you have to have an HD radio.
Right.
So, but it sounds great when you do. So those are our attempts. Why don't we just make wholesale changes and put the AM on the FM? You know, that's the way it used to be here. It seriously was. You know, 20, 25 years ago, the station shared programs and news and stuff. But a decision was made at some time. Do we ever revisit that? Constantly.
Yes.
Everything's always on the table. So I guess that's the best answer we can give right now. It's not like nobody listens to the FM, I guess, is, you know, too.
We just heard from somebody earlier that appreciates us being on the FM. So there are a number of listeners out there that have that viewpoint too. But as Jay said, we're always looking at that and appreciate you're bringing it up to us this morning again.
Yeah, thank you very much. And, that goes in as we make decisions. Okay, I'm going to have to ask Henry which line to go to. Which one were we just on? Was that three or two? We were on two. Let's go to three. You're on the air. Go ahead this morning.
Line three?
Yeah.
Yeah, I moved here in 1959, and the first thing I discovered was WILL. And a gentleman named Artie Hogsett, who gave the farm safety reports. And I have to tell you, I learned more about this community from him than I did from the community.
Huh. And the farm safety report, is that it?
I have been an avid fan of your AM and also your TV, and I want to tell you, I don't have cable, and I love the fact that I can get Create World as well.
As yay!
My basic WILL.
Thank you.
Thank you. I will support you as long as I have a penny to do so.
Well, thank you so
terrific
much.
News.
Thank you.
All right. Absolutely.
I mean, that is the one thing that, you know, we haven't, I think, you know, a lot of people may still not be aware that we're doing these three channels or may not know how to find them yet. So it's nice to hear from somebody who's using the service and really loves it.
Even though you don't have cable, you have three channels
of
WILL. So that's great.
That's great.
We're the only ones doing that here, too. I mean, the other the commercial broadcasters, they're not doing that at all.
A couple of channels or they repeat one of their other stations on it, or you know, one's got weather on 24 hours a day.
Right.
Yeah. So, all right, line four. Hi, where are you calling from, please?
From Mattoon.
All right, good morning.
Good morning. I think the caller, two callers ago, you answered my question about the signal, but is there any way that the you can petition the FCC to give you more power?
We've tried so many things over the years and looked at so many different alternatives to try to improve our reach for the AM signal, and we'll continue looking, but so far we've not found that solution, have we, Jay?
No, it's frustrating. I mean, there are solutions.
Costly,
exactly. Right. Hit the nail on the head. And we just can't afford to do some of them. But we're always looking. In fact, we are looking down in the Charleston-Mattoon area right now
at
some arrangements. don't know if they'll pan out, but they're beyond the talking stage into the paperwork stage. So hopefully we'll have some good news for you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. Yeah. It would be great to have, I think about $2 million to do it.
Yeah.
And then we could get some translators. And see, the thing about it is that, the FCC will now allow you to broadcast an AM station on an FM low-power frequency called a translator. We have one in town at 101.1 FM for our FM station to fill in the middle of Champaign-Urbana in the buildings and on campus where the 90.9 FM signals weak. We also have one in Danville at 106.5 FM. We could put the AM station on to those. The problem with 101.1 is it doesn't cover the area of town where we need to fill in the southwest part of town and on the west side of town where the AM gets really weak. And 101.1 doesn't reach over there. So could we get another translator? Yeah. Anybody got $10,000? And then the cost to build it. And the $10,000 would be the cost to buy it. Then we'd have to move it to the geographic area if it could be. And then we have to, spend $100,000 worth of equipment and antenna tower and things like that. And that we just don't have it. I mean, right now, we don't. But we're working on this all the time.
Right.
Trying to figure out some way. Line one, go ahead, please.
Hey, good morning. I want to compliment you guys and everything you guys do on that station. I don't have a complaint at all. So if anybody's complaining, I don't know what they're complaining about.
We'll give them your number.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a frequent caller, and I'm sure the gentleman that usually does the program there, I forget, what his name was exactly, but he hears me. A lot of times I think in the past I've rubbed some other callers the wrong way, but I try to come up with things too that I have done research on in the past, and I'm a northern suburb person now. I used to live down there, but I've always enjoyed your setup, your format, and all I could say is keep on trucking.
Great. What northern suburb?
I'm up in Geneva.
Geneva.
Actually, Geneva.
Beautiful.
That's, I'm not a cheesehead. No, I'm up in between.
I'm a northern suburber too, but over closer to the lake.
I'll tell you what, I love your shows. I really do. I mean, I think I can't say enough about you guys having a lot of information. I do a lot of research on some of this stuff, and you guys, if I can't find it, I know you guys have it. So,
hey, well, thanks a lot.
There is one thing, though. I would really love it, and I know this, being with a college, that you guys might have this already, but I'd like to hear more on the automotive side as far as the research and development and the latest, greatest technology for this thing, because I'm driving a gas hog as I speak.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've done research in the past on things, and especially with the automotive technologies out there, about how can we make the old combustion engine run better and be more fuel efficient without, being extreme and changing the whole car itself.
Mm-hmm.
And what you guys have done in segments, I've loved it. So, I know on Saturdays you guys have a home improvement section and a automotive section. But I'm a home improvement guru right now. I actually used to work for the federal government. Now I'm retired and I'm doing this. But I love everything you guys do. Again, I can't compliment you enough. And I'll get off before I get long winded.
Good. Well, thanks a lot for the call. Yeah, and for listening all the way up in Geneva. How can we make internal combustion engines work better? We'll pass that along to Harriet. And Martha, the producers. Harriet Williamson and Martha Deal are the producers of this program. And, we'll see if we can come up with something. Great. Good suggestion. Line two, you're on with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your question, comment, or whatever?
Okay. First of all, I enjoy all your programming. And I would like you to rebroadcast Wait, Don't Tell Me. If you miss a little something, then you've missed it.
All right. Well, Kate's writing that down to pass along.
Right. Thank you.
Thanks
and
a lot.
And also, I got one more comment.
Okay.
WSIU, they have four channels on the TV, and they just run their radio station on one of the TV channels. So that'd be one solution. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it wouldn't help you in the car, but it'd be one solution for your AM station. Mm-hmm. If you, I don't know if you can get, if you can, because they have four channels. They have World Create, you know, their WSIU, and then their radio station.
Yeah, they do.
And WEIU also does.
WEIU does too, right.
I think I know there is an issue here, I think, because we were doing some data casting, and that eats up some of the signal. So I think that may be why we can't.
There you go. Yeah. So that
bad. Yeah. I live way south of here, and I barely get your channel, but I'm willing to put up with
it. Wow. Where do you live? Where do you live
at? I live between Effingham and Mattoon, out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's dial-up, I can't stream it.
Yeah, okay.
Well, and that situation may change, too. I mean, either the data casting agreement expires or we find ways to expand, you know, what we can do.
And although I realize, you know, TV probably eats up a whole lot more power than radio.
Well, yeah, but we're already doing the power on it. But that, yeah, we did talk about that, come think of it, David, at a meeting, and there's something on there now, and whether it was, I don't know what it was, data casting, some kind of a thing that part of the bandwidth is being used for right now. But you know, we'll put
certainly
that idea on
look
the
at,
table.
Yeah.
Yeah, certainly something to look at. Thanks a lot.
Uh-huh.
And thanks
Bye.
For working to hear us. That's great. Line three, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hi. With regard to several things you talked about, and one new thing, we just got a new digital high-definition TV, and they use Comcast. And the first time we ran through the automatic programming, it didn't pick up the extra channels for WYLL. It was driving us nuts. So we finally just asked it to do it again. And it shows it up as 12-1, 12-2, 12-3, and there seem to be three different bands. TV, I mean, in general, for the whole set of channels, TV, CATV, and HDTV, or something like that. But it does show that the WYLL channels as 12-1, 2, and 3. We also, because our old TV was working pretty fine, I offered it on freecycle.org, and somebody who needed a standard TV came and picked it up. And it's now being used happily someplace else. So
great.
It's great recycling.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I suggest that to people who might be getting something newer and don't want to just trash their older TV.
Yeah, and those work very well with a converter box.
Mm-hmm. On Wait, Don't Tell Me, I wanted to hear something again and found that it was, you can listen to it again using your computer if you have one.
Yeah.
And I really, really like that feature on a lot of WILL's programs, whether they're locally produced or from NPR. That's my third thing, that it's a different subject.
Mm-hmm.
There's a high mobility in this general area, particularly in Champaign County. And I work as an election judge on election day, which means I'm one of those people that handles the books and so forth. And in my long experience doing this and just talking with people, most people have no idea about the requirements for changing your voter registration when you move. A lot of people think Big Brother knows that you have moved and your registration goes with you. I think it would be good if a couple of times, not just a few days before the registration deadline, there was something about what to do to update your voter registration.
Okay.
And
that's interesting.
Because I think most people don't know. If you don't move very often or if you're a relatively new voter, you're not going to know that stuff. And there are just a couple of simple rules. And sometimes all you need to do is send, if you're moving within the county and you're already registered, all you need to do is send in a correction. You don't need to go over there. So anyway,
good.
That is
that's
my
some good
request.
Information.
Thanks.
Yeah, great. Thank you much. Yeah. Glad to hear she uses the archives. We do have extensive archives of all of the programs we produce at will.illinois.edu, and you can also podcast them if you'd like to. It's an easy way to do it. Many of the programs you hear from This American Life to Wait, Don't Tell Me and others can be found at various websites. If you Google them, you know, you can find them, whether they're from NPR, PRI, APM. Those are different program providers. And you can listen to them again. That's great. Line four. Hi, where are you calling from?
Bloomington, Illinois.
All right, go ahead, please.
Yeah, both my TVs died, and I've never replaced them because there's just so much on radio. Everything is on radio, and I really, really appreciate WILL, both AM and FM.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. And that I was as far as donations are concerned, if I donate on one program, it doesn't mean that, you know, I didn't like another one. And
right.
From some of the comments, I get the impression that maybe donations are, you know, whether you keep a program is based on donations, but that wouldn't be true, certainly in my case.
No, I think we're very careful about that, and we know a lot of people send in their donations online or you send us a check in response to a direct mail piece or a letter that they receive. So
yeah.
It's not – we know that – and some people – know, value everything we a lot of what we do or listening to a lot of programs and just pledge for one. So we do take that under consideration.
Yeah. Well, one night Rich Warren was on and nobody donated and they were complaining and I thought, I love him, his program, but
yeah.
I've already donated. You
yeah.
Know?
Yeah. Sure.
Also, on your HD, I never bought one yet, although I'm sorry. Although I would, but I'm not sure I can get everything over here. And like some of your programs that you've moved, like alternative radio to later, and, you know, I just can't get them now.
What side of Bloomington do you live on? North, south, east, west?
South.
South side, you stand a chance at getting it on an HD radio with a good antenna.
Yeah.
Rabbit ears. Mm-hmm. Good old fashioned TV rabbit ears.
Okay.
That's what I use.
Okay.
You might give it a shot.
Okay.
Yeah. And as for alternative radio, well, if you got a computer, can you stream us online?
No, I'm very low tech.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to, but I just haven't had time to, you know, get all that.
Yeah.
Well, I can get it on computer then?
Could get it on computer.
You can, okay.
Yeah. And, okay. Yeah, I know it's a really good show. Yeah, a lot of good people on it. So do you listen to Media Matters on Sundays?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have a lot of the same people, but same kind of discussion and topics. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, just last, you know, or maybe football or athletic department could make a huge donation.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Ron Gunther's phone number.
Yeah. Yes, I think.
Yeah. Well, thank you much for the fine comments, and yeah.
And move alternative radio down.
You wanted at a better time. Okay, we'll pass that along.
And I appreciate that you moved Mona Gola back a little. She was on at midnight, and I appreciate that. And I love the TV programs, but I just right now.
Yeah.
Forgone.
Well, maybe you'll get a TV again sometime.
Oh,
we'll be here for
you. Yeah,
we'll be here.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Great programming.
Good. Well, I think we have time for this call. Line one, you are on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks. I appreciate your time. I know it's running short, so I'll make it quick. I have two requests regarding programming. One on AM. Is it possible to have more national coverage? I know the focus is on local, but local people also care about national issues. And sometimes I'll be looking for a speech that maybe the president is giving on the health care, the economy, and there's somebody on there talking about corn boards or something. I really enjoy all the interviews you do, and I appreciate it. And but I would just like to hear more content regarding national issues.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is on FM. I just started listening to FM, and so I'm not really that familiar with it. But it's usually classical music,
mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if it's possible to kind of squeeze in some jazz. Doesn't have to be too, you know, out there, but something that would fit into the, you know, the flow of the programming. And if maybe we could hear something from, I'm not that familiar with FM, but broadcast from the Kranich Center. I don't have a chance to get over there, but I always hear about it, and I always wonder what kind of things they produce there.
Mm-hmm.
So. That's it, and I'll hang up and listen to your response.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great.
I hope you've had a chance to listen to us on the weekends. There's a variety of genre that we do on the weekends on FM, and also on our at noon live and local with Kevin Kelly. He presents a number of local musicians and acts that are coming up in our area, and that would be a great way to to find out information about what's happening at Cranford and all across our region.
As far as the national coverage, I'll kind of address that because I've been in on a lot of these decisions over the years whenever the president or somebody else is going to have a speech. First of all, it has to be available to us, and often it is. Not always, but often it is. And then the next consideration is, what is the extreme importance of the immediacy of this versus all of the coverage it's going to get, you know, later on All Things Considered or The World or another program? And if it is important, then what time is it? You know, often we preempt things and run presidential speeches. The problem we get into is around the 2 o'clock hour. We do a show called The Closing Market Report. And that's not only broadcast on our station, it's broadcast on 5 other radio stations. So we have to think about that. Now, we can just do it, and we have in the past, preempted it on AM 580, but had it online and on the 5 other radio stations that run it. We can do things like that. It's a balance, and we appreciate your input on it. And obviously, you value that kind of thing from us, and we are in some ways uniquely qualified to do that. Well, this has been a discussion of what you like about our station, what you might not like about it, any questions you have. And again, I'm Jay Pierce, and my new role is of created content. So I'm over the locally created productions that you see on WILL-TV, here on WILL radio. David Thiel over there is the program director of TV. He's ultimately responsible for everything you see on our television stations, the main channel, the Create channel, and also the
World.
The World. And Kate Dolbervoni is the station manager. I guess really the buck stops with you now for
That's
radio
right.
and television. And we thank all of you for calling and listening.